sing voice.
Every day I'm hustling, 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 hustling.
Podcast is intended for mature
audiences.
Every day
I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
At the end of the day, every cheater has their day.
He has a good power, he has a good skills, but most of people think about him like he's untouchable.
Look at him go! Oh my word,
Bill was the best fighter since Floyd Mayweather.
I'm gonna tell y'all the truth about Canelo. Motherfucker easy, man.
Bill is always gonna be Canelo.
He's still undefeated!
Headband, Canelo, bullshit.
Wow. I wanted to see the dog in you, bro. The dog in you, because at the end of the day, if you a champion, you supposed to be the best.
Sometimes it's funny.
And you all should believe in yourself, and you achieve what you want.
I told y'all niggas had me in the dirt. I came out the mud. No dirt. Bibble, baby.
SCS Promotions.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, back to another one. Thursday, previews and predictions. It's time to make your picks, you know, see who's going to get it right, see who's not. Join us on Discord if you want to call in and give us your breakdown of this weekend's action, not just the main event in Arthur Beterbiev, who's going to be unifying his two WBC and WBA titles. WBO title with the IBF champion, Joe Smith Jr. What up, Alvarez?
What up, what up, what up? What
How
up?
Are you, man?
I'll be all right. I'm
be
good.
All right?
Yeah, I'm good, champ. I'm good, I'm
what
good.
What you got over there? It smells like vanilla.
Yeah, I'm drinking a little cafecito.
What is it, like vanilla?
French vanilla coffee.
Mm.
You know? Yeah.
Still using them creamers?
Just a little bit.
Mm. No bueno.
Just a little bit. I did want to correct.
What?
You, champ.
What? It's not WBO?
So, Beterbiev, he is the WBC and the IBF.
Oh. It Smith is the WBO.
Joe Smith Jr., who is the WBO.
Okay. We got it. We got it now.
But yeah, no, I'm good, champ. I'm good. You know, we had a very long 5-hour morning show today.
Mm-hmm.
Very eventful.
Was it? Are you sure it was 5 hours?
Maybe a bit shy. And then we went to Bones. Got some footage, you know, some training footage there.
Yeah, let me send that.
Yeah, do that. But yeah, and then we came back here and we had some meetings and brainstormed and
yeah, man.
Opened a few packages.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Spray Ground.
Yeah,
my
shout
boys.
Out to Spray Ground.
Hooked it up. Definitely.
Shout out James Farrell.
Yeah, he sent me this new bag. Where is that? Kick it over here, man.
I got it.
Don't kick it. That's
actually,
just a figure of speech.
Actually, Trav, you mind getting it?
What?
It's closer to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, Trav, I'll get out. This guy's terrible.
No. Oh, my God.
You're horrible.
I'm not. I just,
that is terrible, bro.
Because of the shot, I wasn't trying to fuck up the shot.
What
champ.
Shot? This is the shot. Look how beautiful this thing is. I wasn't expecting this, right? Like, I was just like, oh, wow, that's such a bad bag. And then he was like, yo, did you get it? I'm like, get what? He's like, bro, I sent you the bag. I'm like, no way, Jose. And it's just so dope. You know what's dope about Spray Gun? They got so many different compartments.
Hidden
okay, so this
too.
This is to put it on the thing when you're traveling.
Yeah, yeah.
And this would look better if I'm traveling because I got black luggage.
Dan, hold on. You got to show them the hidden pocket in the back.
Yeah. I ain't got no hidden pocket.
Right there. You
ain't got no hidden pocket.
Oh, all right.
I ain't got no hidden pocket. I can't show you where it's at. But this is fire. Right. Shout out, Mr. Farrell. Appreciate you. Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Where
What?
Yeah. Shout out to Spray Ground.
Shout out to Lonnie B. Today was also a
today
also official.
Oh yeah.
In the gym, the the interview, the gym, like you said, with Bones. We had a good conversation with Bones. I didn't know Bones was 118-pounder. He is small, but I didn't know he was 118-pounder.
Damn, tell me how big you think he was.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, featherweight, maybe. I ain't think 118. That never crossed my mind.
Really? Yeah. Nah, Luis, I have gotten, Sprayground. Yeah, Sprayground, they've taken care of me as well.
Yeah. And that's just one. He got the whole set to that.
Yeah, I got the set.
Unlike me, I didn't get the set to this gray and black bag.
Nah, yeah, that was just for the boss,
that was just
man.
A one-off.
Yeah, that's for the boss, man, for the heavy hitters, they said.
Nah, man, his is on the way, man. I think it was a box missing or something like that.
Nah, they said it's only for the people that weigh more than 230 pounds.
Mm.
So I'm like, damn, I can't get one.
Yo, I think I'm going to do two polls. I'm not going to do the obvious poll. Because then we won't get enough votes on the other poll. And I did make the bet. So that's the poll. But I ain't going to remind everybody what that bet was.
Now I know.
But I want to see.
How much?
Light. I ain't betting like you no more.
No,
I don't
how much?
Bet,
how much?
You took me out of my comfort
like
$20. Zone.
Stop it.
I bet $10. You be betting hundreds. I don't do that.
Stop
and,
it.
And you took me out of my comfort zone. And now I'm down $220, $230
Stop it. That's your fault.
I lost $112 with Heron. And then I lost $115 with you.
And we lost, a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is. What fight we talking about? We talking about, boom, Abraham Supernova, Robisi, Ramirez.
Okay.
Let's see how they picking it. So, Robisi is the favorite. And Nova is the underdog. And from what I understand at the press conference, can you double check Abraham Nova? I believe he is moving down in weight, right? Did he last fight somewhere in 30 and he's going down? So, yep, he was at 30s.
He was at 30.
And he moved down for this opportunity. Keep in mind, he was also calling out Navarrete, so maybe he couldn't get the Navarrete fight, and they making him go through the fire to get it. I don't know.
Was that Navarrete for 30 or for 26?
Navarrete's not at 30 right now.
No,
he would move up to fight Shakur if that negotiation would happen, but right now he's still champ at 26,
no,
from my understanding.
But, yeah, what I'm saying is, would that Nova, would that have been at 30 or whatever?
No, it would have had to be in a 26 for Navarrete this title. Nova
okay.
wanted a title shot, and Nova's not deserving, because that's open for, debate. But he's not going to fight a world champion for no title. Like, that's a world title fight,
Absolutely. No, yeah. And this card has a couple other interesting
Yeah, we got Bruce
fights.
Shushu Carrington on this card. Got a few people. Who is Shushu fighting? But Shushu's on the developmental track right now, so I don't know that there's anything like wow, right, just yet. What do you think?
No, but at the end of the day, I think that the fights that he's been in, they've been good fights for where he's at.
And he's impressed.
Absolutely. More than. I know he just posted a video earlier of Bob Arum, speaking highly of Shushu, so.
Hmm.
Shout out to him.
So our poll is Abraham Supernova versus Robisi, the gold medalist Ramirez. Who wins and how? Abraham by unanimous decision or Abraham Nova by KO? Robisi by unanimous decision or Robisi by KO? Now remember, YouTube doesn't give us two more options than we could have did split decision, even another option which would have been draw. So we do have to be... We're limited with our multiple choice answers that we can offer you. But yes, shout out to Harding. Maybe we should need to have that here so it's like shout out and you like pump it and shit. Or some Jersey Shore shit.
But have what?
The Harding paraphernalia. I hope they no, I'm joking. I hope one day they finish the freaking electronic sign, right? What was it? It's supposed to be no, I don't look good there. It's not even shot. Look, see? Not in shot.
Why it's shot?
Now it is.
Pew.
And it looks weird.
Pew.
Move your hand up. No, no, no. A little bit down. You're so gay. Put that back.
You guys are so dumb.
But he's still laughing. Shout out to Hiding. Yo, put that shit back. Come on, man. This shit big as hell on the table right now. let's see here. We're at 30. Yo, what is so funny? This guy is terrible. He can't take a joke, huh? Yo, he's tearing. Wow. We need close-ups. Whoa. You like that? Was that funny, huh? What the fuck? No, this guy's not serious. Come on. What's the matter, Daniel?
The audience wants to know what you're smoking.
You crazy.
Yo, stop, bruv. whoa. Break the studio, why don't you? Look at all the laughing out loud emojis. Y'all hilarious. If you're watching this, I mean, if you're listening to this on audio and you're like, what the fuck is going on? You got to go to youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. And don't forget to smash that thumbs up button because you can do that in the present or past. So if you're in Australia right now, which is the future, go ahead and press it. All right, let's get on track here. We're going to start from the top, and we're going to make this fast because Danny has some sort of weird game to watch. So
ain't no rush.
Oh, yeah, he's lying.
No rush, because I'll have it pull up on my laptop.
I'm trying to be out of here before that happens. I got Arthur Beterbiev versus Joe Smith, 12-round fight for Beterbiev's WBC and IBF light heavyweight titles. Smith will be bringing his WBO light heavyweight title that used to belong to Kovalev, who won it back from Alvarez, who then lost it to Canelo Alvarez,
who then vacated it.
Yep.
And then after he vacated it, Joe Smith won it in
versus who in a vacant?
Maxim Vlasov.
In a vacant?
In a vacant. And then he has now defended it once versus Stephen Gaffard. Who was the last minute replacement?
Yeah, yeah. Who pulled out of that fight? Was that Beterbiev pulled out for the
no.
Russian shit? Not shit, but
no. I can't remember.
All right. Well,
but he does have some good names. Obviously, went 12 with Bivol. Beat Eleider Alvarez. Beat Jesse Hart. So, tough fight with Sullivan Barrera. I'm looking forward to the fight this weekend, truly, because they're both like fan-friendly fighters, Ness. They both come to bang. I mean, Beterbiev's literally got a knockout in every single fight.
Mm.
So he himself has been dropped, though. And obviously, Joe Smith Jr., he's known for exciting fights, known notoriously for knocking Bernard out the ring, so... Definitely excited for this one for whoever.
Yeah, and it's one step closer to undisputed. Hopefully boxing continues to get it right and gives us, the winner of this fight versus Bivol, who's rumored to be facing who exactly? It's like a tune-up, stay busy. Buatsi, right?
Really?
Isn't it?
Yes, you are correct, yes.
Yeah, I thought it was Buatsi.
Yeah, I had to think about it. Yes, you are correct. But when, though, it would have to be, they're fighting now, so what? You're going to fight what?
Well, Anthony Yard is also the WBO mandatory to the winner of this fight. And he's got Frank Warren, old Daddy Warbucks. You know, and you're only as good as your last fight, and Warren just won his last purse bid when he won the Dillian White fight.
Okay. But definitely looking forward to this weekend. Although I would like to see Joe Smith pull it off. Great story. Man, it's just hard
to
deny.
That story, if he wins this fight, that is the closest thing to the real life Rocky. Right? Like Gabe could have been that, being from Philly, you know, having that blue collar background, but that he's never won a world title. You know, Joe Smith is a Long Island fucking, like...
He was a construction worker. No.
He cuts down trees, bro. He's a union worker and cuts trees.
That's right. Yes, you are correct.
So, like, that is the definition of the Rocky story, that blue-collar story. So if he makes it... Because, look, he already became a world champ.
No, I thought...
Isn't this a two-time for him, too?
I thought the trees... Wasn't the trees a family business? And then he did, like...
No, he's a union worker.
Yeah, I thought he did like construction through the union and the tree cutting business.
I don't know, but
regardless, yeah,
But he's a 2-time champ though. Didn't he win a WBC too? Back in the day, check his record.
Not the real deal.
What?
He won like the diamond or some shit.
Nah.
Look, the international joint. He won international. That was it.
So he's not a 2-time.
No, he won the international. You know, fought Bivol for the title, lost. Has fought Barrera. He lost
Joe,
the international.
They
to
said,
Barrera.
I mean, asking if I think Buatsi's a stay busy fight for Bivol.
Do you think that? Is that what they're saying?
They asking me, is it a stay busy? Because that's what I said. I mean, it ain't, I don't think it's a threat. You know, he's been in there with way better people, not even counting Canelo, you know, just John Pascal.
Craig Richards.
I don't know if we could say Craig Richards is better than Buatsi. Didn't Buatsi just beat him? Who Craig Richards just lost to?
Yeah, Buatsi.
How you going to say he's better than Craig Richards?
No, I'm just saying like he.
I mean, backwards. How you going to say Buatsi ain't better than him, you know?
Anyway.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying, he never been on his level. And he going to be 7-0 the first time with the biggest name on his resume being Richards. I don't know that he's ready for Bivol. You think Buatsi's dangerous? Because did he even hurt Richards? Shit was like a boxing match. And that's what Bivol do.
Yeah, that is what he does.
So
now the question is, if you don't think it's that big of a threat, how soon can that fight happen?
I'm telling you, Google is I seen shit. It's already in the works or happening. Buatsi was in position, just like Yard. Remember, he was always in position but never took the Yard fight, so he slowed his shit down, and it's time. But I am picking Better Biev, even though at – let me not – say that until we make some bets. Let me see what's going on. So go to Better Biev.
So they say possible for September or October.
Dan, over under is even Steven.
For
Better Biev versus Smith. When I was high, I used to call him the better beast in the division when I was high on him. But, I mean, he still ended up being a beast, right? He's the only one to unify the division.
What's the over-under?
Over-under. The over is 8.5 at minus 115. And the under is 8.5 at minus 105. None of that is enticing enough. Because let me tell you, Joe Smith is durable. Has he ever been knocked out?
So that should be enticing if you want to bet better BS.
If I want to bet Better Biev?
Yeah, because Better Biev is what? What's the odds on him, money line?
Minus 640.
Okay, what about by knockout? What is Better Biev by knockout like this in any round? Just knockout.
Minus 275 by knockout using the code BETTBV. Travis!
So hear me out.
Bro, it's just up. And you, now you look up? All right, there it is.
Boom!
So there you go. So you said minus six something, mm-hmm. money line, minus two something, right? Mm-hmm. Knockout.
But I'm not saying, I said Joe Smith is durable. So why, I don't know why you went into Better Beef knocking him out.
Bet the over, though.
It's still minus money. So it's like,
yeah, but
not enticing, which is what I led with. Plus money on Smith showing durability would have been enticing. Minus money, which is basically even money, that's not enticing.
I mean, I think that's enticing for, like, the actual – like, if you're a gambler and if you're somebody who really believes Better Beef is going to win, shit, even money, that's pretty damn good for a heavy favorite. I think so, at least. I think even money for a heavy favorite, pretty good. We got a couple super chats. We got...
Oh, Transformers.
Tip Bayless, $2 super chat, saying Joe Smith putting on for us regular folk. Crying laughing emoji. Mad Bent 100 with a $5 super chat, saying I bet $2 on rounds. Arthur 1 through 7, $10 on Smith by KO. Hedge your bets.
What?
Who is Arthur?
Better Beef. Arthur Better Beef.
Oh, he just spelled it different. Okay.
What he said?
He bet $2 on rounds 1 through 7. So he said, I guess, Arthur. And then...
Damn, but 1 through 7, the over-under's 8. You ain't even cover the whole spread.
And then he said... Oh, and then $10 on Smith by KO.
You betting against the grain now.
He said, hedge your bets. Unless Better Beef gets the stoppage over.
Exactly. Then he lost all your money. Yeah.
Then you're fucked.
You didn't hedge nothing. Nodding. Let me see if I find it on this other betting site. They got better prop bets for Better Beef. Because I would like some group rounds, man. Mm. Fucking miss being in New Jersey, bro. As soon as I leave, the weed goes legal and gambling. What the fuck?
You pissed now? You like?
I ain't pissed. Honestly, I ain't pissed because Jersey's not better than Vegas and it's not better than Florida. Like Vegas is dope until I feel that devil heat y'all be talking about. Other than that, like the fact that it's sunny every day, you know, it's awesome to me. And it's not sunny. Oh, I'm sweating and shit. Damn. So they got the same prop bets on this other website that we was talking to this morning.
Okay.
Same shit. Even the same number for Better Beef by KO. And they have no wager cutoff. What is wager cutoff? Oh, June 18th. What does that mean?
Oh, that's when they stop taking bets on it.
So but what am I betting? That they stop taking bets at 8 p.m.? What the fuck does that even mean? Look at it. Explain this.
June 18th at 8 p.m.
And I'm betting that they don't stop taking bets? Well, I'm lost. What does this mean? Why is it plus money and minus money?
Bro.
Just explain. You ain't got to get mad at me for asking a question.
Learn
oh,
to read.
Now, oh, it's
well,
until
the
fight
goes
to
the distance.
Bro.
It's saying
my bad. Don't you hear me? I said my bad. I didn't see will the fight go to distance. Did you not hear me? Will this fight go to the distance? Yes, no. That is actually a decent bet. What is Smith? You said who knocked him out? Nobody? Because I said nobody.
Joe Smith?
Yeah. Has he ever been knocked out?
Yeah, Joe Smith's been knocked out.
By who?
By your man's enough.
Who? We don't believe you.
Eddie Caminero.
What?
Eddie Caminero. Back in 2010, got him out of there in the fourth round.
Early in his career, huh?
Yeah.
Caught him on some slipping.
But
falling.
Then he went 10 with Barrera and 10 with and 12 with Bibble.
Oof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Bibble ain't no puncher. Canelo just went 12 with Bibble on a little man shit.
He did. I mean, he's gone.
Castillo went 12 with Bibble, and then Campbell came and sparked his lights out. I said Castillo. I said Lenin. Yeah, it is Lenin Castillo, right?
Yeah, Lenin Castillo. And that Callum just fought,
mm-hmm.
but at 175.
Sparked him.
Yep. Damn, man, it's fucking crazy. There's, like,
what?
No boxing. There's, like, really not much boxing for the next month.
No,
like,
you're wrong, man.
What, man?
You got Ryan's fight. There's a lot of shit happening in July. T.O.'s fight is in August 13th.
They ain't even officially announced that, but that's for August.
Man, you sound like a hater.
For August.
So, speaking of fights not actually being official, Spence versus Crawford still not done. Will it happen?
Mm.
Crawford did come out on the DAZN boxing show and, you know, had some things to say, did he not?
He did. Let's play that, Ness.
Whoa, really?
You don't want to play?
Read
it?
I wasn't really planning on playing because I felt like the way they made that content, we would have needed to write those timestamps down, you don't think?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Because he
right.
broke that up. He kept going. It was like a conversation between him and Crawford. Is, you know, he narrated it.
Right.
So
no,
yeah, I mean,
correct.
At the end of the day, he basically said that nothing matters other than making that fight, and that's what he's doing right now, trying to secure that fight. So we can look at this two ways. Like, damn, it's not done. And we can also look at it like, this is the first time we heard him say he's trying to secure the fight. That means he's actually speaking with someone about this fight.
And I just want to remind everybody, in the lead up to Crawford Porter, he said he was past the fight. He said that they tried to make the fight. He said he had no interest in the fight anymore. So obviously, for him to be this vocal now, mm-hmm. I think that's a good sign. Because it's been literally a 180 in a matter of the last 6-7 months.
Well, I mean, based off this quote, and I quote, right now is the best time for Spence fight. It's for all the marbles, end quote. And that's from Crawford. So, you know, I guess watching Spence unify and knowing that he's the last piece of the puzzle kind of, I don't know, sparked the fire under him. And like you said, you know, it made that fight interesting again to him, because you're right, he was saying he was done with that fight and didn't really, you know, want to be bothered anymore. But when asked about the fight, you know, and whether or not he's seen that fight happening, he says, and I quote, hopefully that's the plan. And this is Crawford obviously speaking to DAZN Boxing Show, which is Ak and Barak, our good friends who we've had here before, and I quote, it's up to us to get the job done on the business side, to be able to share the ring for all you guys who want to see us share the ring together. I think the time right now is the best time. It's for all the marbles. Earl Spence has got 3 of the titles. I've got 1. It would be for Undisputed. There wouldn't be no other champion in the division. I feel like this is the biggest moment for us to fight. But who got the IBO? Yella Lusinov. Stop acting like that don't exist. No, I'm joking.
You funny, man.
Now, I do like my IBO, man, but Yella Lusinov, he got to do a little bit more than just spar every day, man, even though I like him.
No, for sure.
But he says, and I quote, right now, I'm just in the process of trying to secure this fight. And the author, I love Jake Donovan, he said, vowed Crawford. You know what I'm saying? That was beautiful. That's writing right there at his finest. And I quote, everything else can be talked about later. And that's obviously the Jamal Charlo fights, which they did bring up. And he's still entertaining. But first and foremost, what matters to him is obviously Undisputed. Now, again, obviously we start our notes with, will it happen? But we've never heard Crawford talk like this about the fight. You know, the word secure in the fight. That's the plan. Nothing else matters. Sounds like they might get it done. Now, Floyd, 3 days ago, made it clear to you and I and everybody else in the room that this fight was nowhere near done. And I guess this means it's true, you know, that it's not. He's still trying to secure, which is his words, his being Crawford.
Yeah, I mean, obviously been progress towards the fight being, you know, done. But, you know, we haven't got to that point, whatever else needs to happen. I know Bud is actually in Dallas right now.
Which was funny.
I'm not insinuating anything. I'm just saying he's in Dallas right
now. That's crazy. That's crazy because, you know, it would be funny if that's what it took. Remember, Floyd and Pacquiao had to meet at the basketball game for that fight to be a reality. After they met, the man that never meets, Al, wasn't it Al and Les Moonves or whatever, Moonves from CBS, that had to meet later, and we only found out about it because the waiter sold all the tips to the reporter. That was, I'm telling you, boxing is a soap opera. You don't even know about that because he was young. Yeah.
So what happened?
So obviously Floyd and Pacquiao met at the basketball game and then at the hotel room. They talked about getting a fight done. So now Floyd got to tell Al, I want this fight. Boom. Les Moonves is the owner of CBS, or the higher up of way above Espinoza, who's just head of sports and entertainment, not head of CBS. So him and Al have to meet at a restaurant, and the waiter is leaking it. I guess it was like a two-day meet.
Wow.
So there's a waiter that obviously knows boxing, somehow knew who the fuck Les Moonves is, because I never Googled the dude till this whole story broke, but you could, it's probably out there. And, yeah, so he was giving up all these fucking, all the information. You know, he was the waiter. It's crazy.
Did it ever come out how much he was selling the information for?
Oh, I doubt it. You know how that is. You know, your sources are sources, baby.
Right, they keep those
to the chest. But it was funny. Man, what's up with my bets here? I got some bets I can't even see.
Damn, yeah, I never heard that story before.
Yeah, man.
But I do believe that the time for this fight to happen is now.
It is.
You know,
I like the October date, too.
I love the October date. I think that'll be, you know, big.
It'll be great for us, too. You know, we got a lot of things that we can do in that month. How many days out are we? I know that it was supposed to be 120 a few days ago. I don't know if that was just a guest date. But from the 29th, of October, how many days out exactly?
1 second, champ.
I actually got one of those apps. Where is it? It's like iCalculator.
So October 29th is the date, correct?
Yes, rumored date.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, fucking bitch. 134 days out.
So wait, so 120 is 4 months. Oh, no, so they have more than 4 months.
Yeah.
120 is 4 months.
We're halfway through June approximately, and then, you know, obviously some months have more than.
No, but if you're 134 days out as of today.
Yeah, as of right now.
So you 120 is 4 months, so they still got 2 weeks.
Yeah.
4 months, 2 weeks, that's not bad.
You know, we are halfway through June, so.
They get announced.
Yeah. Definitely a lot of time. Mm-hmm. The time I'm not
concerned
about.
They can even waste 1 month and a half. They could do 90 days. 90 days out. That, you know, that is traditional. 4 months is, you know, like, think about it. Who outside of super-duper stars announced that far out?
Well, you know, I wouldn't mind it. This is a big
no,
fight.
No, me neither. I'm just,
you know,
saying if they
love,
don't.
I would love right now. Today's what, June 16th? So I would love, let's say hypothetically, June 29th, right?
Mm-hmm.
We get an announcement. And then towards the end of and then maybe halfway through July, we get an announcement for a media tour.
Mm.
3-4 city.
Oof.
You know, for maybe
Nebraska,
late July,
Dallas,
early August. And
what,
then,
New York, L.A., Nebraska, Dallas? No Vegas? You wildin'.
L.A., New York, Nebraska, Dallas. Yeah,
Vegas.
They usually don't do those type of press conferences in Vegas. They wait till, like, fight week for the press conferences in Vegas. But, hey, I'm definitely – I'll take it. I will gladly take it. And if not, then we'll make the trip to L.A. for that.
Mm.
You know, I'm sure we'll be an event and make the trip out there.
So, I guess.
You guess.
Maybe we need to ask each other if, you know, are we making a guess? Do we think it happens in October 29th?
I don't know about that exact date.
Why not?
I mean, because that's a very specific date. But I believe it happens in October.
Hmm. Again, I need October. I wouldn't mind October. Why can't I find my fucking bets here, bro? I want to see my open bets. Some BS, man.
We got Bones 13 with a $5 super chat saying, what y'all think about the Virgil fight announcement?
Yep, we got that on the calendar, on a topics. That's topic number 4. We'll get to that in just a bit. Or we could jump straight to it. Virgil Ortiz is set to fight Michael Mickinson on August 6th in Dallas-Fort Worth, but only after David Avenesian reneged on a verbal agreement for the bout. And that's what Ortiz's manager, Rick Mirigan, tells ESPN. Now, I've seen a lot of stuff where David and Frank are basically saying there was no agreement. They had no contract, you know what I'm saying? So they didn't turn down or renege on anything. There just wasn't no deal. Mm. But not to say that they never got a deal. They just said it was all verbal. There was nothing there. But, yeah, I don't really care. I think Mickinson was trying to step up to the plate the last time. You know, he really wants to fight. So I feel like he's going to put up a better fight. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I think he'll put up a better fight, but it's just another, like, disappointing fight. Virgil, I think, has a lot of talent, but I don't think he really gets his chance to display it because of the...
I disagree. I think the Cavalasquez fight showed that he's on his level, and this is just them being intelligent and strategic. If you let the dust settle, Virgil could be one of the guys to take over, if not have to be forced to see boots in a big fight in San Antonio or in New York City or something like that. I don't know about New York because obviously Virgil is more of a draw in L.A. and in Texas, but Boots is from Philly and the East Coast. So if he bubbles the right way, maybe he can force that fight in the Barclay. But I think that's what they're doing. Like, what's the rush of putting Virgil in with who exactly, right? You don't like this fight, so who would you rather see him? Because the news is literally him fighting Mickinson or Avenesian. Like, does it fucking matter?
At that point, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So, and outside of that, though, you don't like either of those fights. Hypothetically, I'm not saying you do or you don't. Don't want to nail you to that coffin. But who does he fight if not them? He ain't fighting Boots again. Like, no one is taking that risk right now for free. They want money for that, for real. You know what I'm saying? So who does he fight?
I mean, you got guys there just on the wrong side of the street. I like a Cody Crawley fight.
I think they could make that.
You know, I like that fight. I'm looking. Fuck, a Keith Thurman.
They ain't doing that.
And I think...
telling you why.
I think that's a safer fight than a Boots fight for Keith.
It may be, but they not doing that because if Keith loses, he loses to the opposition. He loses to the... Again, Pepsi pays for Beyonce to do a halftime show. So they ain't going to do a halftime show for Pepsi and then let, you know, her wear a Coca-Cola shirt.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not happening. You know what I'm saying? But...
Zanonius.
He in position. Al ain't letting him go. And he ain't going nowhere. He got good step-aside money. And if he doesn't ruffle the feathers, some way, somehow in his mind, in his team's mind, they believe they might get a shot at Earl.
Yeah, nah, for real, outside that Cody fight.
I'm telling you.
I don't see any other realistic fight.
I'm telling you. And so this is what you do in this moment. In a low like this, you build your fighter's brand. You put him in a fight that you know he could win, and you pack the house. They ain't taking it. You know they not taking it. Mm. Conor and Virgil ain't ready. And that's on the Matchroom side. Look who they've been fighting. Granados. After that, Van Heerden. Before that, Algeria. They ain't jumping in there with no Virgil Ortiz. You kidding me? They ain't even. Let's see them get in there with Cal Velasquez. He's still calling out Kell Brook and Khan. You understand what I'm saying? He ain't calling out Cal Velasquez. He ain't calling out no motherfucking Virgil or Boots. He's calling out Kell Brook and Khan. And I get it. Domestically, those are big money fights for him early before shit hits the fan, before it gets real,
right.
You know, before it gets real muddy in that 147-pound division. But if we talking about mixing it up with the top, them dudes ain't the top. Them dudes is the top of what's left in the UK.
We got David with a $5 super test saying, I believe Spencer Budd will vacate if a winner, maybe not if a draw. I also got Spence by stoppage between round 7 through 10. Plus, where's Bud in Dallas? Peace.
Where's Bud in Dallas?
Let me check.
Bud posted that knowing he was going to...
Yeah, let me check his location real quick. What's going on?
You checking his location?
Oh, no, I saw somebody pointing. I thought somebody was coming in. Thought we might, you know, maybe Bill Haney heard you and wanted to come chat it up with you.
Nah, yo, I forgot Bill's on vacation.
Oh, they on vacay. Where they at?
But he got my video. But he got my video. I forgot they on vacation, though. I totally forgot that.
But if you guys would like to call in, you guys do know the number to call. 425-569-5241. We will be opening the phone lines momentarily. Ness.
Well, we stopped with the Ortiz news. Let's get to the
news and notes.
Number three is, I guess it's a news and notes, but I made it as a true topic because I felt like they're listening. And obviously today is a clear indication of that. You know what I'm saying? That people are listening. But New York got it right. The suspension is for 6 months, and the fine is for $10,000. Edgar Belanga will be eligible to return to action on December 11th, so he could still fight three times in 2022, but he has or will be suspended and fined. And obviously, this is Michael Coppinger breaking that new news. Let me actually, I think I have this here. Let me get a screen share in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So this is obviously Berlanga before suspension 4 days ago, apologizing for his actions. Danny?
I want to apologize for my actions and what I said yesterday about the Mike Tyson bite. I was in the moment, and I got a little ahead of myself. It doesn't take away from that embarrassment that I have caused upon myself, my team, Top Rank, and many others.
All right.
You only posted the first half of the message?
What do you mean? What else you said?
It was a two-part message.
Like what?
I don't fucking...
Why are you lying?
Remember.
Why are you making things up?
All right, go to his page or go to wherever the shit was released at.
And this is obviously today's. Edgar Belanga faces fines and suspensions for an attempted bite in a win over Alexis Angulo or Alexis Romero Angulo. So, you know. And this was obviously broken first by BoxingScene.com, who has learned that Belanga likely to face a 6-month suspension and a $10,000 fine. Do we know what was his purse? $10,000 doesn't seem like shit, but that's coming from me, who doesn't have to pay it. Truthfully, $10,000 a lot. If you talk about a guy like Lonnie B that said he had to fight Jose Uztategui for 30, plus you got to give a cut to the promoter, your manager. You know, you ain't left with shit. You fuck around and get a fine, you really ain't got shit.
There is something I want to know of importance with this suspension.
Okay.
And while I do that, I will also be searching to see if there's numbers as far as how much Berlanga made in his last fight.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, ESPN and Top Rank the last several years have traditionally done an event the second Saturday of December in New York City following the Heisman Trophy presentation, which is for, you know, the best player in college football, mm-hmm. right? And we've seen fighters like Teo take advantage of that moment, rock the jersey, you know, and get some attention from mm-hmm. it. That this year will be on December the 10th, which if Top Rank wanted Berlanga being a big draw in that New York City area on that card, he will, as of right now, would not be able to as his suspension ends the following day.
Mm.
So just something to point out, Ness.
So they could petition, though, to give make the suspension smaller, right? What are they giving him, 90 days?
6 months.
Whoa.
The 6 month suspension.
That's crazy. You could definitely petition to get that drop. Canelo got 6 months for testing positive for clenbuterol, bro. Like, come on. How you going to test me? How you going to give me 6 months for that? Even though, don't get me wrong,
Ivan Redcatch got suspended a year when he bit Danny.
What? Damn, Berlanga getting off easy. That's some Top Rank lawyers. Yeah. So, all right. So moving on, we have news and notes. Let me get a screen share in T-5. I actually got that soundbite countdown. That's why I sound like that when I do it, because it sounds like that. I got to find it for you. Not right now. Right now, we want to show you Terrence Crawford's top 5 pound for pound. This is Crawford's. Okay, he got Devin Haney at numero cinco.
Number 5.
Earl Spence at numero cuatro.
Number 4.
Usyk at numero tres.
Number 3.
Enunwa, or Nawa Enunwa, number 2. And himself at number 1. Mm. What do you think of Bud's list?
Thigh.
I find it funny that he has Earl at number 3?
4.
4, right? He's got Earl at number 4, but he doesn't have Charlo on there at all. But he has Haney, who's just undisputed. Now, obviously, he could be looking at it because he's like, yo, but you lost and you had a draw.
Mm.
But how do you got then Earl ahead of Haney, who undisputed what y'all trying to do?
He fought more champions in his eyes, perhaps.
More current, if that. He beat the current champion in Brook, then beat the current champion in Ugas.
Then beat the current champion in Porter.
Ooh. Ooh, so then why you ain't got better beef up there who beat champion? Same thing as Earl. Huh? Mm. Just saying, everybody listens subjective, but yeah, that was one of the news and notes. You know, Crawford's top 5, so you can give us your thoughts on that. Other than that, we need another screen share in T-5. Wait, is it this one? Wait, I'll tell you right now. It is definitely this one. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, wait, I think we have to start this over. Did you actually get words here?
Just a quick message to let everybody know that I, the Gypsy King, am happily retired. But to get me out of retirement, considering I don't need the money and I don't need the aggravation, it's going to cost these people $500 million. Just a quick message to let everybody know.
$500 million? Yo, can he get $500 million? Or do you see him getting $500 million? Or does the fight for undisputed heavyweight make total some $500 million that they split? Or is that just too far-fetched? Because Floyd is Floyd, and he never made a $200 million payday.
AJ would have to get, like, a fucking devastating. It would have to be AJ first and foremost. That money is not going to be okay.
It's not going
to
be available to
Usyk. I'm sorry. Let me start from the beginning. Fury is not getting that by himself.
Mm-hmm.
The only way you get it in a undisputed heavyweight fight is against AJ. AJ is a fucking superstar. It would have to be AJ, and then AJ would have to fucking just knock Usyk the fuck out. AJ has to win in devastating fashion to let the audience and the promoters believe he really got a shot against the Fury that we just saw against Wilder for, you know, the last two fights.
So Usyk can't get this money no way, no how.
No.
The Australian government. What is it? Uzbek? No, he's from Ukraine. The Ukrainian government. No, nope, they're fighting right now.
They're in a war right now.
Damn. DAZN? Who's he signed to?
Champ, the only people that can generate this
money. But he's not signed to anybody. He was signed to Eddie. They're doing one-offs. If he wins again, can DAZN get it with that A-Rab money?
AJ.
All right.
And they get that money in the Middle East. Don't think they get that money in the UK. All right. Nando's ain't coming with $100 million sponsorship for this fight. All right. They getting that money in the Middle East. Best believe it. Best believe it. But, like I said, it would have to be against AJ. It would have to be AJ looking spectacular, just blowing out Usyk, which I don't see happening. But now he's training with Robert, so we don't know what to really expect. So that'll be what, August
20th?
20th.
I believe so. We do have our live fight chat scheduled for that already. As you already know, TBV going to be working. We've been doing live fight chats ever since we got to the studio. Even more consistently, because I don't live on the East Coast anymore. Imagine trying to stay up till 1 in the fucking morning. Please. Please.
Now you love it.
Yeah, because it's early over here, you know? Up next, we got Alexander Usyk. You said that. And then Joe Joyce and Christian Hammer. They are set for July 2nd, which is around the corner.
Yeah, which was weird, man. Let me tell you. I was hearing that this card was going to be moved.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were going to combine that with Ricky Hatton versus Marco Antonio Barrera exhibition.
Wow.
And it was going to be moved to a later date.
Pro Bellum?
No. I'm thinking of the Michael Hunter fight. Who's Michael Hunter? The Michael Hunter.
Huey. He was fighting Huey.
Yeah, I think those were the ones that were going to be combined. Disregard.
Huey.
What do you think of the fight, Joyce Hammer?
We
saw Joyce Barr.
It's a decent fight. I feel like Joyce definitely wins. You know, Hammer's just an opponent at this point. Hammer doesn't even get the publicity of a guy that isn't an opponent. He only gets mentioned whenever the A side chose him to be the B side. There's zero press on Hammer. I mean, yeah, man.
So you just think it's over?
I mean, Joyce is on. You seen that shit.
Yeah.
Juggernaut! He about to fuck Hammer up.
What's the other shit? Saturday.
But he got though.
Yo. They got something special for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And that dude could take a punch.
Absolutely.
He like a mummy walking through shit. Crazy.
Absolutely.
Dangerous, because this is the heavyweight division. Somebody could spark him, but he definitely been showing a crazy-ass chin.
Absolutely. So that'll be July 2nd at the OVO Arena. Joyce Hammer.
Yo, Dubois got that title. He on his way back. That's crazy. Shout out to that man. Some people retire after a broken face. You know what I'm saying? He right back in the mix. He got he could actually just sit around and wait for like an AJ Usyk winner mandatory WBA shot. Maybe he gets it. Legitimately, it should be 12 months because he's the regular.
Right.
But, you know, politics and shit, maybe to get in 18, you know, it's crazy.
Wouldn't be bad for him, especially after what happened.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Mayweather saying that Andre Ward said he doesn't mind fighting an exhibition.
Yeah.
Paul.
I think I know a lot. I'm going to get hate for this.
What?
Oh, I think I'm going to get hate for this, but I'm going to say, yes, Ward, please do this. I think this will give him the bug. He'll get that itch. He'd be out there like Pookie, like, yo, I need a fight. Get me back in there. And maybe we end up with a Ward Canelo. War Kovalev 3? Did they do 3 or they did 2?
They did 2. Definitely not.
I mean, yo, if War came back to a Kovalev tune-up right now, use Kovalev as a tune-up, that ain't fire? That's fire.
Oh, yeah, as a tune-up, yeah, for sure.
As his first fight back, I don't know that he could do that.
What about Jake Paul?
I mean, after the exhibition. Let the exhibition happen with Paul. Then you do, you know, walk Kovalev back. You know, gradually get back into the mix.
I got you.
But we're going to open up the phone lines. If there's anyone out there, you know the number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. Voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Don't forget to add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. But we don't use that anymore. That's just something that's embedded in my mind. So, I mean, don't forget to add us on Discord and join us there. We're going to go out to Blog Talk after these messages. We'll be right back.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
Going out to Essex, New Jersey.
The king is what I mean. Hey, yo, what's good, TBV?
What up?
Yo, shout out to Daniel Alvarez with the ill linguistics and phonetics. He said Artur Beterbiev. Shout out to Danny. Always just doing something magnificent, man.
Shout out,
yo,
man.
That fight in of itself, Joe Smith, you know, out here, as you know, from Essex County, New Jersey, Union County, New Jersey, the whole New Jersey, Joe Smith is the kind of guy that represents that area. So a lot of people pulling for him. The fight is in New York, but, you know, as far as, you know, better, I'm going to call him Better Beef. Sorry, Danny. As far as Better Beef goes, people seem to think his power, I know they're saying it's a 50-50 fight betting, but people seem to like his power. You know, shout out to Jay Hardcore. He seems to think the game plan is Joe Smith's got to just work him over, get his head in his chest, and just, you know, make it a dirty, nasty fight. Something like what Marcus Brown couldn't do, because Brown is a bit more of a boxer. So, you know, I'm kind of pissed off, really, that we not getting the Charlo fight. That kind of took the steam out the weekend. If the weekend had both those fights happening, I'd be a much happier man. But we do got, I think you guys mentioned it, some UK action. That's the Christian Hammer fight. That's tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it ain't tomorrow. It ain't tomorrow.
July 2nd.
July 2nd?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. It's something in the UK tomorrow. But it is kind of dry after this, though, man. You know? Mm-hmm. Let me talk about that Andre Ward shit, though, man. Shout out to this Galactic Gas, pardon me.
Never heard of that.
Exclusive guy. Yo, man, it's Andre Ward. You just want Andre Ward to get back out there, right? But here's the thing. Or people seem to say that Bivol was so basic that he beat Canelo. That's the reason why. What do you think, like, the Tim Duncan of boxing and Andre Ward would do to Canelo? Like, do we even need to see that? Do you even think Canelo would take that fight?
Would he take a Ward fight? I think so. I think he sees that Ward is a huge name. He's the last gold medalist. They could sell that. They could sell that. Uh-oh. You there?
I don't know if he'd even take that right now. Yeah,
I mean, he got a lot of shit on his plate right now, but that would be after Ward gets his, you know, Jake Paul fight that Floyd talking about.
Well, Jake Paul must plan on giving his shit up and sticking to promotions if he's going to get in there against Ward. Like, he's cashing himself out.
Well, actually, it's Logan.
Now
is it Logan or is it Jake? I think it's Logan.
What?
What's the quote say, Logan or Jake?
Jake.
What?
Jake.
Not Logan.
Yeah, Jake would be cashed out, but you heard
Floyd exhibition, so it won't be on Jake's resume.
Nah. It's a money fight. I get it. But yeah, you know, if Ward, because Ward was very resistant. Oh, I'm not coming back. You know, it's not about the money. Once I say I'm out, my mind doesn't bring me there. Now all of a sudden he's getting that itch, man. These guys can't stay away, man. So if he does,
yeah, I mean,
come
but
back,
it, you
hey,
gotta keep in mind. You gotta keep in mind. It could also be Floyd taking shit out of context, like. Dan Floyd, you love them exhibitions, man. You know you do one. He's like, well, you know, I mean, they pay me what they paying you. I might do one, and now he ran with that shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's
we
true.
Don't know. We wasn't privy.
That's true. Yeah, you know, this boxing is a strange thing, man. You know, last thing, man, I ain't gonna hold up the line. I think the $500 million can come with the Ngannou fight, man. Tyson Fury is not afraid of the circus. He bring a circus to boxing. Oh, he's not afraid of the circus. He was in WWE against Braun Strowman. I know my wrestling shit. I don't think he's afraid. You know, he talking
wait,
about another man private. So
wait, hold on. That's the guy that people be saying I look like, right? Strowman?
Yeah. You baby Braun. Yep.
Oh, wow.
But this is what I'm saying. Tyson Fury, he's an entertainer. He's a businessman. If he did it with WWE, I could see him doing the fight with Ngannou, and yeah, maybe the fight will gross $500 million. But you know, I said it in the pre-pro, man. Floyd and them set the precedent. It's no reason why they should not set that fight up if it could happen. Again, probably, you know, it would be exhibition style, or maybe they make it count on. But they talking about hybrid, whatever. That's the fight that's going to get him that money, man. So you know, shout out to the show as always. Shout out to the whole TBB community. Check me out on Instagram, King Amin Investix 1, and on Twitter, King Amin Investix 1. I'm out, man.
Champ, right, thanks for calling in. Kansas City, Matt Bent. Actually, before we go to Matt Bent, do we have our new ringer by any chance? Any new Discords? I can't see shit.
Oh, no. No new Discord people.
Okay, good. So, Matt Bent, 100, what up?
What up? Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? All right,
I'm
man.
Listening.
All I want to say with that bet that I gave you,
That was me.
Feedback.
Yeah, I was trying to see
that,
this fight,
Arthur and Smith, but Khabib and Smith, they're not going the distance. They're not going past seven. Somebody's getting knocked out. You bet ten on the KO by Smith. You get 90 plus your $10 back. You bet $2 per round for Arthur. Each round is paying more than you're putting in, so you're still making plus money on the bet. You're still making profits on the bet.
But you're not covering round eight, champ.
It's not going to eight.
So then why not just bet the under?
Because it's minus money. You can't make shit on it. That's why. You got to put too much money.
But you only bet $2. You only bet $2 per round. How much is the round odds?
Each one is different, right? So, but you're still making, I'm betting $2 per round. It's $14 in all because it's seven rounds. And the payout, I think the minimum, the least that you're going to get in a round is odds. I think it's $30 or $28, the minimum, the least amount you get in a particular round. So you're still making back your money.
Nah, I don't know, Chan. You spent $14 plus what?
10, he said.
10, that's $24.
So listen, if you just put 24 on fucking under, you make the same amount back plus your 24. That's what even money is. That's what minus money is. Minus and even is the same shit. You're going to make more if you just
bet
under versus only hitting the $2 one round and losing all your other bets.
But no, he said 10.
What you
got to
do?
He said 10 on Smith by knockout, right?
All right, so it better be
Smith knock him out.
No, but this is what I'm saying. If better be beat Smith, you already lost the $10.
You lost everything.
No, because he got rounds on Arthur.
Oh.
One through seven. But that's what I'm saying. Even if Arthur could only beat you in one round, so if he beat him on round seven and his $2 only makes you 14, you still lost the 10.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No. You lost the 10. He lost 24. If Arthur knocked him out before from seven and under, you can get back your even money. The money that you bet. Plus
not all of it. You only get back $14. You only getting back the 14. You're not getting back that $10.
Yeah, your total bet is $24. I'm betting $24.
$10
if he wins
on Joe
in round
Smith,
one.
Listen to me. You betting $10
if
on
you win
Joe
in round
Smith.
One, all the knock him out in round one, I win $45 plus my I win $45.
Okay.
Right? So I made back the 24 plus 20 more, plus 22.
Bro, but you hear what he's saying? If you bet what you betting on the under, you're going to win more than that.
Okay,
and
so,
it's going to cover way more scenarios than what you're talking about.
All right. $2 on the first round makes you 80. But better be you've got to stop him in the first, man. That shit ain't even.
He said for him it makes him 30.
Oh, you better come to mybookie.ag. $2 on a second round makes you 66.
How much you say it make you?
Exactly.
40?
Nah, he said less.
No. I was
he
just giving you a scenario. I wasn't getting
right?
Exact. What I'm saying is, because if I bet 20, if I lose the 10, nah, okay. But, yeah, per round, you make more money. Than betting the 20.
All right. Round three, $2 makes you.
And I'm going to just say this before we let you go. It makes you more money because it's less likely. It's higher risk. But appreciate the call. Who we got next, Trav?
So round three, $2 makes you 44.
Okay.
So, I mean, he would kind of break even, make a couple dollars extra. I think it's better to just bet the under. If you believe Betterbeef, you betting seven rounds worth of Betterbeef, you might as well just bet all that shit on Betterbeef.
And that's what I was saying when I was making the argument of the over. That if you believe that because Smith is
durable
and you think that, you know, it's going to be rough the first couple rounds, first half of the fight, you think it's going to over and, bro, just bet that shit. Just because of how big of a favorite Betterbeef is, getting your even money is better than betting fucking minus 600, 800 or whatever you
say. I'm not a gambler like that, so it don't look good for me. I don't need that bet.
Yeah, because you're trying to come up on the overnight success like the you Buster Douglas. You want them big odds.
No, at least plus 100 or plus 200, 180, plus 200. Like minus 110, keep that shit. I'll keep my money. You keep yours.
Even,
you don't got to give me nothing, and I ain't going to spend nothing.
That's even money, though, champ. That's all I'm saying. That's even money for a damn near sure bet.
I'd rather gamble and make more than even. You know what I'm saying?
Even though the even is a more for sure thing.
No, it ain't for sure. It ain't for sure that Smith get past eight. What you mean for sure?
Okay, you sprinkle a little on the over, a little. Well, no, because that's even money.
Nah. I mean, I just stay away from shit like that. I'm not a gambaholic.
How are you going to say that you stay away from it, but you literally just saying that's why you should bet the under when the over.
To him, based off the crazy bets he made, I would never bet $2 ever for seven. Not never, but in this case, it just makes more sense to put the $14 straight on under.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
But we got in the 915.
Who we got?
Not sure yet. But it looks like it could be Abraham in El Paso. What up?
What's up, bro?
Chilling.
How's it going?
All good.
Yo, today's show in the morning was dope, even though I didn't agree with y'all trying to make a fight with what's his name? I already forgot his name, bro.
Lonnie B, Lionel Thompson.
Yeah. I don't know why y'all trying to push that. David should be fighting better competition.
Who we going to fight? Who's available?
Why can't he Canelo fight for Plant?
Plant need a tune-up. He just coming off a broken face. Didn't he break his face or his eye or something?
He don't need no tune-up, bro.
I mean, David been getting tune-ups,
I mean,
man.
If you're talking about tune-up, then feed Lonnie to Plant.
Well, we was trying to feed Lonnie to Pacheco. Let him do his thing. If he don't make the cut,
that.
He don't make the cut. Oh, Lonnie too
and then,
much?
Probably, dog. I don't like Pacheco.
Oh, wow.
I'm not a big fan, bro.
You not high on him yet?
Not yet. Barrio, yeah. I'm really high on that motherfucker.
Word.
And I don't know if y'all seen today. I don't know if it's true or not. Zurdo talking about Bivol in negotiations.
Yeah, I actually seen that a few days ago, like two or one, I don't know, maybe three. But we'll see, man. He been asking for that fight for a while. I don't think Bivol is interested because it's like high risk, low reward. You know, you just beat Canelo and these guys about to unify on Saturday. It's like, do you really take a dangerous Zurdo fight?
Yo, I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say Zurdo is the best at that division. I think he smokes all of them.
I think I need some of what you smoking.
I mean, for real, dog. Zurdo's the truth.
Listen, I hope you're right. You know, let me tell you what would be beautiful in a perfect world, because I only love this sport and no other, is that Bivol does give Zurdo a shot. He beats the shit out of Bivol and Canelo's forced to fight Zurdo Ramirez, because we've been wanting that fight for a while. I don't know why the Mexicans haven't been campaigning, but I always wondered to myself,
I tell you why?
Why this dude who's fucking a huge-ass Mexican, real Mexican, comes into the fucking ring with the hat and everything, and y'all dudes don't want him to fight Canelo? I never understood that.
Because he's not a draw.
Well, let me tell you something that, because I watch a lot of boxing and Spanish shows, and one of the things is the way Zurdo dresses. They don't, I don't know. It's not manly enough for the Mexican race, bro.
He's a fucking model.
Yeah, but the Mexicanos don't like that. I'll be at the crib, and my dad would probably say, ese joto quien es, like shit like that, bro.
Yeah, see, and you know, that's the problem, you know, with the Mexican people, bro. That's why I said, bro, that's why I say all the time that Canelo would never be bigger than Chavez.
But why is he a joto? I'm looking at his IG. Give me a screenshot. There's nothing wrong with the way he dresses.
Because, you know, look, he has Christian Dior and what else? I honestly don't even see shit wrong.
Look at my man tasting cars, man. How can you not fuck with him? Look at this Ferrari right here.
I feel like he's not aggressive enough when he's talking to it, bro.
Oh, my God. Let's go, Zurdo. Canelo getting him that. I mean, Golden Boy got him that money. Mm. That Ferrari popped up after he signed a Golden Boy.
I think Zurdo beat Canelo, dog. I've been saying that for like the last year. I think Zurdo gives Canelo a lot of problems.
He need to step up, fight, champ. He ain't been fighting nobody for us to believe
me
that.
For sure he does. For sure.
But I
got
to get to some other callers, champ. That was your time. Now it's somebody else's turn.
Appreciate the call.
In the 727, we're going to Tommy, Florida. What up?
What up, Ned? You can hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, I got a quick question for you.
Hmm.
Real fast, who wins in a fight, Rolando or Gamboa?
Romero?
If you got to put your Corvette on
I'm
it.
I'm picking
Rolando.
Romero. I'm picking Romero, man.
Okay, who you got, Leo Santa Cruz or Alfredo Santiago, if you got to put your bet on it?
Who's Alfredo Santiago, the one Devin Haney beat?
Exactly. Who you got? Isaac Cruz or Linares?
Isaac Cruz or Linares. That's interesting, man, because Linares was doing so well versus... Close your window. Mute him. What are you waiting for, Trav? Jesus Christ. Oh, I had to mute it. I thought that was Discord. Sorry. I get it. Lord, where you at, Tommy? It's windy in Florida. See? But Isaac Cruz and
Linares.
I'm going to lean towards the fresher Cruz. It's obvious. But let's not act like he walks down Linares. Even though Linares has lost to everybody by knockout except Haney, including Zabdier Abdullayev, who's now, that's his seventh loss, isn't it?
No, I don't even know.
Fucking hell. It might be Cruz by knockout, unfortunately. We're going out to David Maldonado, but I'll still give Linares a shot. I think that he's still dangerous and very technically sound. Maybe he can counter Cruz.
We did it first, and we motivate even the greats.
Oh, what a big shot by Lopez! I told everybody!
What he done to the boxing world to be number one in the junior weight division?
SCS Promotions.
Yo, what's going on? Yo,
what
Ness,
up?
Thank you for the link. I'm actually in the process right now as we speak. I'm editing my Discord profile. I'm going to post up the picture that I posted with Terrence Crawford. Yo, Ness, man, I heard you talking earlier, man. Yo, you really believe, come on, man, Jose Benavidez against Danny Garcia. Let me tell you something. Danny Garcia might not be the cream of the crop at 147, but Danny don't lose to no Mexicans, bro. Jose Benavidez is going to put his face.
He lost to Herrera. People could argue that he lost to Herrera.
Stop, man. Stop capping, bro. That dude with the boxer, all right? I'm talking about Jose Benavidez is a guy with one leg that goes
into
his face.
Was one leg.
He got beat up by the last guy that he fought, bro. I mean,
a lot of people agree.
If Danny was fighting, let's say, Virgil Ortiz, or Boots Ennis. I can't even say Conor Benn because you must have forgot, bro. Danny Garcia had Adrian Granados knocking. He was knocking him down all up inside that ring like a piñata. But yet, that same Adrian Granados went the distance with Conor Benn. If Danny Garcia got somebody standing in front of him that doesn't earn his respect, that's not a boxer or a better puncher, he's going to knock his head off. I guarantee
you. Ain't putting money on Garcia, man.
I would love to, bro. Danny Garcia, I promise you, Ness. Danny Garcia is going to highlight real. I think you're just trying to.
Highlight
right
real? You tripping,
highlight
man.
Real. Highlight. He's going to highlight
Don't
real.
Don't waste your own call on this, man. Who
Danny
beat at the welterweight division?
Who Benavidez beat? Who Benavidez beat, bro? That guy hasn't done nothing. His last great fight was when he put up a fight against Crawford. Danny Garcia is going to knock him out, bro. This is worse than when you called Caleb Plant to beat Canelo Alvarez. I promise you.
Said he was going to beat. Stop your lies. I said he was going to make it 12.
He said, all right, regardless, Danny Garcia is going to sleep this guy. I promise you. The only way Danny Garcia doesn't
bro,
win this fight.
You want to bet money he don't get no knockout? I'll bet money he don't get no knockout.
I would love to, dog, and I'm going to figure it out. I promise you, the only way Danny Garcia doesn't win this fight is if he hangs out in the hookah lounge with Edgar Belanga. I promise you, he's going to knock this dude out. And another
bro,
thing,
Danny,
is this.
Name the last time Danny knocked somebody out.
Adrian Granados, holla. Adrian Granados, that was two fights before the Errol fight.
Bro,
Errol,
you know, Adrian Granados.
That's right, Adrian Granados went the distance with
a
with
dude
the young
that moved
killer.
Up from 40.
The guy that Conor Benn could have knocked him out. Conor Benn could not knock that guy out.
You know why. Granados was using the ring. He was using the ring.
Yeah,
you seen him.
Well, you're supposed to be an elite fighter. You got to use the ring and track his ass down. And like you say, Ness,
it's on the aggressive fighter to bring it and change the fight of the boxer. So that's on
him. Yeah. Listen. We'll see. I don't know about Danny knocking out David.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't pay showtime to see you all damn not even putting a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see some motherfucker just fight, I pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that sport, my dude? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Next. What a great show. Thumbs up, donate.
Yo.
Hey, yo, what's happening, people? Listen,
what
happened? Bro, what happened this morning, that shit was majestic, baby. That was like the call of the people right there. Dude, that's the key, bro. Wow, that shit was amazing. I don't think you guys even realized what happened this morning.
What happened? Yo, what's up with your background noise?
Might be. I move a little bit. I'm good now?
Yeah.
All right, so what happened this morning that you got Lanny, you got Hector, you got the father, the trainer, whatnot. You got all these parties that never agreed to a fight. And you put everything on the table, baby, for the people. Right there, nigga, you're killing these mafias I'm talking about. For years I've been talking about these mafias. What happened this morning was beautiful, brother. We need to do back, though. Find out what happened, because the most beautiful thing that happened, you know what happened? That they ended up respecting each other and trying to solve the problem. They came together through you. That shit was majestic, baby. Give it some thought, baby. If you can do that with everybody on boxing, you are the savior. Thank you, King. Shout out to TVB. Shout out to the
Yo,
world.
Yo, Georgie.
This shit is
Georgie.
Crazy.
Georgie.
Yo.
Bro, it's been two terms already, bro. Give the Obama phone back. Shit, man. We can't hear you for real, but thank you for calling. Still got
thank
one of the highest sensors. All right, my all right, boy.
All right. We going to...
Where we going? Where we going? Where we going?
Cruz in Jersey.
Yeah, what up, Ness? What up, Danny? How y'all doing today?
What up?
All right, quick question, man. So I'm going to be public and say this. I'm a TFMO fan, right? I know he's fighting kind of nobody coming up soon, but I have a serious question for you guys. And I think a lot of people don't realize or forgot. So TFMO was the man, one of the men, man, at 135. What do you think he needs to do to really, you know, step back into that position besides stop the antics, right? Because I'm not a fan of the antics either. But what do you think he really needs to do at 140 to make
get
him
back
the
to winning, baby? Get back to winning, man. It's been a long time since he had a win.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think he,
even
I
though
think,
it's one fight work? Away, even though it's only yeah. one fight in between, it's just a long time because the injuries,
like,
the whole Triller, like, the Zone, ESPN thing. And
when you think about it, people say, yeah, yeah. it's only been Cambosos, but. He comes back in August, right? It'll be 22 wow. months since he's won a fight.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah, right.
you gotta, you know, so people are gonna look at it that way. Definitely, the antics have to stop, but most importantly is just getting back in the win column.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I think. I mean, there's rumors about him switching trainers. I don't know if that's accurate. With him training with Reynoso, but. My biggest thing is, man, with everything happening, I think we're in a beautiful place in boxing with all the different people that can fight each other. But this man was the man at 135, man. And I hope he can get back to that place, but at 140. So that's my call. Appreciate you guys.
Man, appreciate you. Thank you for calling in. Who we got?
Yo, so y'all seen this new boxer? Let me get a screen share. Jiffy Morales. You ever heard of her?
No, sir.
She's on the Melissa Odessa card out there in the Bayou Event Center in Houston.
Okay. Okay. And what drew you to her, Ness?
She hit us up for an interview.
Okay. Shout out to her. You know what? Wait.
No clue. She's making a pro debut.
Oh, okay. Shout out to her. And you said that's in Houston, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to her.
I forgot who she trains with, but it's a decent trainer. Who's on Discord?
We got six people on Discord.
Oh, wow. Who might they be?
We got El Terra Planista first.
Oh.
Hey, Daddy. It's a dollar.
Who are you trying to get?
Whoever you want, shit, me. Come on.
Yo, what up, bro? What up?
What up, bro?
Dude, Joe, it's another Cuban, man. I told you we're taking over every single week. You got to see us on TV, man. We're being featured, bro. And soon we're going to have all the belts.
Mm.
So now it's Gervais's time to be featured. I'm picking KO the whole night. I'm actually going to go with Joe Smith by KO, too. Like, I'm picking Rovesi by KO and Joe Smith by KO. Yeah, I'm going with, like, this side of the map.
You do know that Joe Smith doesn't fight this weekend, right?
Yeah, he does, like, against...
I heard Joyce.
Joe Smith, man.
I heard Joyce. I'm sorry.
Robesi is a +260 by knockout, homie. Just saying, not even the bookies believe you.
Bro, but it's going to be knockout. You'll see. It's cool what the bookies say, bro. It's going to be knockout, not because Robesi got power. Robesi ain't got power. It's because Nova ain't got a chin. That's why he hides it behind that golden beard, bro, because he got no chin.
So you also said Smith is getting a knockout. FYI, he's a +900 on my bookie. Go ahead and use the code BETTB.
I'm putting a little bit on that. I'm trying to recoup my Rolly loss. Joe Smith might do it, man. Joe Smith, man, out of bitter BF, he's old as fuck. He's getting ready to pack it up, bro. He just wants an excuse to be out of the sport. I'm telling you. He's going to get one tonight.
If you believe yourself, if you parlay Joe Smith by KO and Robesi by KO, that's a +3,500, so $10 makes you 10.
Exactly what I did. I put like $10 on that shit, I think, bro.
And it got you $350 back if you could do it.
Then I'm one-third getting my Rolly loss back. That's a good thing.
Yeah. You can make that parlay on my bookie, FYI, to anybody out there. You want to roll with El Terraplanista and you believe in his parlay bet, go ahead.
Do it up, man. Come on. Nova ain't got no chin. I'm telling you. Nova has no chin, and neither does BetterBF. BetterBF got no chin either.
I mean, Robesi's the one that got dropped in his pro debut.
Oh, Nova's been down, too. Look it up. He looks really hurt when he gets down. He, like, falls like a chair. You'll see.
Bro, he got dropped his second professional fight, and that was it.
Bro, Pumachik made him do a little cha-cha-cha.
He didn't lose, though, remember?
Unlike your fighter who went down and still lost. He went down, came up, and still won the fight.
Cool, bro, but, like, look how he looks when he gets hurt. He looks like there's something wrong, like he ain't all there. Robesi got dropped, but he was fine when he got out, bro. He looked like he wasn't hurt, bro. I'm telling you, it's the same with BetterBF. When, what's his name, the Brit guy who says that on his trunks, put him down, I think the Johnson guy.
Yep.
Bro, he looked hurt, bro. BetterBF looked like there was something, like they clicked him. You know what I mean? Anyways, this is my call, man. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Who next on Discord?
LV Slugger.
LV Slugger.
Only time y'all see me in rage is when I turn into the Bronze Mama.
I want a body. I want a body, and he gonna be the body.
The ambulance better be ready. The medical better be ready. The referee better be ready. They better have that power to be able to hold it.
SDS promotion.
I'll be right.
LV Slugger.
TBV.
What's happening? What's happening?
What up, man? I wanted to pick up from what I left off this morning, man. Like I was saying. You know, Devin, I do expect him, you know, when we get these fights with him against the Ryan, the Loma, and the Tanks, I do expect him to, you know, come out on top of them fights. You know what I'm saying? All his previous fights, you know, he's known to sweep these guys, not really make it look like too competitive. You know what I'm saying? But I do think them three guys will probably give Devin a competitive fight. But, you know, to his credit, you know, him and his camp credit, you know, I do think they do a great job of taking whoever across the ring from him, best attributes away. And that's why he's able to, you know, sweep these guys and make it look so easy. So, you know, say if he do get in them fights with them three names and he do put out a shutout, you know, it's credit to them and his team. You know, I think they definitely do a great job with that. So I think when it's all said and done, though, I think it's going to be Devin Shakur, the two last man standing. And it's going to be a big welterweight fight, bigger than Bud Spence, man. So I really think that's what's going to end up happening when it's all said and done. But on the topic today, tonight, you know, damn, I forget what the hell. What was the first Virgil? You know, Virgil coming back. You know, I'm excited to see how he looks at 147. You know what I'm saying? I think once we them belts get distributed back out, that's when he's going to start making his claim at 147 against, you know, like the Boots, the Conor Benz, and, you know, eventually Josh Taylor move up to 147. So, you know, I think it's going to be a nice little crop of 147 pounders once, you know, Virgil start getting to that world championship status. But big fight this weekend, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to this weekend. You know, I think it's definitely going to be a slugfest, and it ain't going 12. You know, it's definitely somebody getting knocked out. I'm just looking forward to it. Like, even if you're not no boxing fan, I think this weekend is one of them fights you need to be tuned in for. Because, like I said, it's going to be a back-and-forth slob and off. I wouldn't be surprised if both men get hurt, or, you know, somebody ends up getting the knockout. So I do expect Fetty Beans to get the job done, what he's been able to do short his career. You know, that'll leave him, you know, one fight away from Undisputed. You know, Bill was doing what he was able to do with Canelo this year. That'll just make that Undisputed, that light heavyweight, even bigger. You know what I'm saying? And what better way to cap off an Undisputed era than with Bud Spence at the end of the year. So, you know, I definitely think, man, we in for a treat this year, man. And, yeah, we in the Undisputed era. But, yeah, that's my call.
All right, LV. Thank you for calling in. Who is next?
We got N.O. on Discord.
Say what?
I know.
It's the BoxingBoys.com.
Look at that from Lomachenko.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the white wolf ready to emerge from the dog. You heard me?
Lomachenko is a legend in the sport.
Nobody at 135, 135.
So, is Tank Davis a great fighter?
No. Of course not.
Loma is back! Vintage.
That's why if you want to be on the top level, you need to take the fight with me.
SCF Promotions.
What's good? What's happening? You hear me?
What up?
I'm an audio sound.
You
sound
straight
bad
now.
All right, look, man. I know we kind of jumping around all the topics, but let me go ahead and get my picks in right quick, then I'm going to go ahead. Look, give me Joe Smith by knockout. Let me get Joe Smith. I think he going to take better beef out in the late rounds. I'm thinking like the ninth round we're going to get established, you know what I'm saying? Because like the other caller said, he's tough, but he's not tough. You know what I'm saying? He's tough and he's ruggedness, but he don't have a chin. My man, bro, he didn't have a chin either, bro. What's my man? He last fought of a guy dude name, bro. He done let me down so many times. He bought a lost the high ride, man. And he got the questionable decision in that fight.
Marcus.
But Marcus Brown, man. Marcus Brown. He don't have no chin either, so he couldn't really do nothing with Better Beef, you know what I'm saying? So I think Joe Smith going to go in there and take care of business and wrap this clown up. With the 135 division, I heard somebody bring that up, bro. I don't see how everybody overlooking the white wolf, dog, because, like, how many championship fights he been in? Like, that's like when he won his first title. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to stop. Bro, because it's a lot of things being said. And this man's name not being mentioned.
I mean, he in a war, champ. You the only one trying to keep his name alive. He in a war. Don't nobody know when he coming back. When he come back, he going to need a tune-up. He out there eating army food, if he even eating. He not training. Like, the fact that you capping, like, he could just get back in here with these young boys and get his position back is crazy. We not going to see him back in the ring till next year. You know it, and I know it.
I love with Floyd out of boxing before he just came back and he fought Marquette.
What? Floyd wasn't out there shooting machine guns, saving his country. You out here tripping like this dude ain't in a war. Like a Ukrainian boxer didn't just die.
So you telling me this man a killer then?
I'm telling you another Ukrainian professional undefeated boxer just died in the war. It's real. Those are real bullets.
So you telling me this man is a trained killer? So many words. That's what you telling me right now?
I'm telling you, it was all hands on deck. And even if he a civilian or not, Ukraine needs him. And he out there. You tell him come back. You tell him come back. You tell him come back and come. You won't call him a White Walker. You won't call him a White Walker. Well, we got Jon Snow over here. Tell him bring his ass out here so we can slay him.
No, he Jon Snow. He the White Wolf. He's killing shit right
now.
This man is the same.
Your man's a White Walker. And Jon Snow gonna finish him.
He's deleted.
Who next?
We got Hawk on Discord.
Holy shit. Oh, right. What up, TBV? What up, Ringwalk and yo, Ness?
What up?
Ain't too much. On the topic, I got Arthur. I like that name he got. But anyway, I like Arthur on in the 8th round stoppage on Joe. But I like Joe. I like the work he put in. I just think Arthur do more solid work on that body, so he's going to get him out of there.
Arthur better be in the 8th round is a plus 800. $10 wins you 80. 100 wins you 900. Just saying. If you believe that.
I like that. Yep, I got you too. One other thing. Earlier I was talking about Dehaney. Ain't nobody called out Haney. The reason I got that straight from Bill. I was listening to a show, Black Fight Fan, 2 days ago. He called Bill on the phone. Bill said he was on their way out of town. He said to Bill, his Tank called him, called out Haney since he won the belts. He said, nah. He said, you know, Tank said something when Tank won his fight, but since Haney won his fight, now he ain't heard enough. But he did tell Tank he's the one they want the most. And he said they were on their way to Portuguese. So that's what he said. They were going to Portuguese. But for vacation. But when that fight do happen, if it do happen, I'm definitely down for that one. But I want to ask y'all a question. Do y'all see that Klitschko calling Roy Jones Jr. Saying he's Russian? You know, they kind of beefing with him.
I mean, he do got a dual citizenship.
Yeah, I just want to know y'all opinion on that.
I don't talk politics or religion, man.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck about that shit. I mean, I care about my religion, but that's why I won't talk about it.
Understood. Well, that's it for me. TBV, y'all number one. Hit that like and subscribe. I got off of better, dude. I'll stop.
In the 8th round.
8th round.
He's going down. Who next?
We got Mr. PBC on Discord.
Okay, Seattle, Washington. What's up?
At the end of the day, every cheater has their day.
He has a good power. He has a good skills, but most of people think about him like he's untouchable.
Look at him go! Oh my word,
Bill was the best fighter since Floyd Mayweather.
I'm gonna tell y'all the truth about Canelo. Motherfucker, easy, man.
Bill is always gonna be Canelo.
He's still undefeated.
Headband, Canelo, bullshit.
Wow.
Hey, Nick, don't cut my phone.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm definitely going for Joe Smith. I've watched a lot of film of Better Beef. He has a late start, barely throws punches, only gets knocked out on the ropes. 12 parlayed with either, let's see, parlayed with, I would say, the Golden State Warriors or the dude that Nathan Gorman's fighting or the dude Josh Kelly's fighting. I think Josh Kelly and Nathan Gorman are what they say they are. And that actually gives you a lot of money if you parlay those two. And I'm also betting, let's see. I think that's it, really. I mean, I got a lot of parlays, but I don't like to say a lot. I don't speak it. I just receive it. Ness, could have swore I had a – can you hear me?
Perfect.
Could have swore I won a shirt and stuff like that, didn't I?
We waiting for our intern to start. Ain't no shipping.
Oh, okay. I was hoping you wasn't on the same shit you was back in the day. But,
only with you.
Yeah, most definitely. But I heard you say you was going to bet somebody on here, but you ain't trying to bet me.
Because you ain't a man of your word.
I'm joking.
I can't say that.
But I like Joe Smith. It's cool. Everybody believes in his power. But if that's all you got to watch. Like, at least he's showing improvement on his jab. If that's all you got is the power and that's all you got is knocking people out near the ropes or on the ropes, then I don't think that you got it. Betterby's been talked up. Bivel's been chasing him since the HBO days. You can Google it. You can search it. Type it on your Comcast remote. Betterby's obviously 38 years old. Joe Smith has a jab, and he has power. People got to realize stuff. Don't be following these Ness narratives. It's going to leave you in a dark hole. That's my call.
All right. And is there anyone else?
Of course, we got Why So Serious on Discord.
Why So Serious? What up?
You got it, Ness. How you doing?
All right.
What's about?
What's going on?
Man, I'm just calling to get it in, you know what I'm saying? So let's do this. I got a Arthur Betterbeev over Joe Smith. I got a PSA to the young folks who's listening. Please don't get it twisted and think that you got to have a story to come up in this game. If you got a father in your life, your mother and your father in your life, that's just as good as somebody who had to come up through a union, who grew up with their mama, or who lost parents. Like, you got a story just like them. So don't think that you got to be poor and no hope in somewhere else to come up in this game. Y'all matter too. Y'all don't get enough attention. Anyways, regarding Fury, I do think he could get that money, and it's actually good that he put it with the dude. He probably can't get that in a one-fight deal, but a multi-fight deal, for sure they could probably make that work. If we're talking about a single fight, it would have to take a, like they talked about AJ winning or Deontay Wilder coming back like he prophesied back in 2018 on the Boxing Voice about how he could come back from a loss. If he could do that, then we could probably talk about some serious figures in another rubber match, but he would have to make a major comeback. But it's possible. Bud and Earl, Ness, you know I've been hollering since 2018 that they probably wasn't fighting at 47. The reality is neither guy know what it actually takes to make a fight. Earl admitted that like a year ago. Neither guy are Floyd and Pac, so I don't even know why we compared it to, because Floyd and Pac were actually real draws. Floyd could wire Pacquiao $40 million. What was holding that fight up was Pacquiao not wanting the testing. Earl nor Bud can wire each other the purse. Or nor Bud can sell like Pacquiao and Floyd was going to sell. So the issue is the networks just don't fully believe that the fight is lucrative. I said it years ago. It's a legacy fight. But your favorite YouTuber will tell you it's the biggest fight in boxing so you can super chat. Nevertheless, I hope the fight happens. I think it is good for boxing, but the reality is financially, the forecast doesn't say it's going to rain. It's going to be dry as hell probably, and that's unfortunately. So the other thing was I kind of thought it was funny that Crawford had Devin over Shakur when Shakur is a multi-division champ and they like brothers. So I kind of found that funny that he put Devin over Shakur in his top five. But that's pretty much everything.
Well, all right, champ.
Who next?
We got Venom on Discord.
Venom, what up? What up?
Yo.
Yes, sir. We hear you.
All right, so I got to talk about that early morning show. Ness, I like how you talk about Devin's attributes against Loma and Tank, but you don't like to talk about it against Ryan, because you know that his best attributes, which is his range, height, speed, isn't going to work with a guy like Ryan. And that if he tries to just sit there in the pocket in the middle of the ring like he did with Kambosos, and then his best move is just a jab and duck, you know Ryan's just going to time him, and he's going to make that shit look so easy.
Like he did against To Go, or easier?
15-month layoff after hand surgery. New trainer.
Whose fault?
No one's fault.
I just asked, was it going to be easier than To Go or not?
Oh, he's about to show out in his Fortuna fight. He's about to show you what JoJo couldn't show you. He's about to show you guys that he's the real deal.
That's why he's fighting JoJo, right?
Why would JoJo have MTK problems?
Ha ha! Yo,
are
you Sean Garcia?
No, I'm not Sean Garcia.
Oh, you laughed. You are Sean.
JoJo had MTK problems. I know that.
Yo, why didn't Ryan get a brother deal like the Fernando Vargas? You should be on DAZN too.
Well, actually, Sean is actually coming back to fight. No, Sean's coming back to fight. He's actually fighting on the new card, not on Ryan Garcia's card. But Sean took 2 years off because he just wasn't motivated.
Hmm.
Come on now.
Yo, can you get us a Ryan interview? Would your brother come on?
Stop trolling.
All fun and games, Jim. All fun and games. All right, bro. That's all you got? Okay.
Yep.
Let me see. Is this
two
Swift?
People on Blog Talk?
Mm.
Not sure if you got.
Yeah. I got to get to those. Those look new. New 99 in Tampa.
Yo, it's not this Tommy again. My other phone fucked up on me in the rain. I was
okay.
If I can't finish my call, then I just call the next show. But if you're gonna let me cook,
your thing, Tommy.
All right. So, everybody you picked out of the questions I asked you before, you picked who I figured you would pick. So the last one is who you got winning out of George Kambosos or Mario Barrios?
At what weight?
Yeah, 140? 147?
140.
You can't
140.
Even do 40. You see Barrios went right up.
But I'm just asking the question, at 140.
I can't say 140. Barrios left that division awfully fast.
He left okay. So either way, what I'm getting at is if my last five fights, I won my last five fights, and out of my last five opponents, your last five opponents would lose to my last five opponents. So how are you ranked higher than me in pound for pound?
I don't know that George would lose to Rowley.
I didn't ask about George. Well, you don't know George would lose to Rowley, but it took you a second to remember who the hell shit, I just forgot his damn name. The nigga Devin beat for the WBC in the first place.
Who forgot?
You never asked that?
Yeah, I said, who going to win? What's this nigga name, man? I said, who going to win, Rowley or
Santiago?
That was
Devin's first defense. That's
yeah, but you said Santiago, and my next word was who to do Devin for. I ain't say who the fuck is that.
Yeah, you said, who's Santiago? Oh, the dude Devin Fall. That's what you said. So it took you
to
register real quick.
You didn't correct me.
I didn't say you was wrong. Yeah, I didn't say you was wrong, bro. I said you had to think for a second to remember.
Yeah, but you talking about the dude that ain't who Devin beat. Devin beat Zaire Abdullayev.
The last five fights.
You
the last
said,
five fights. I named the last five
the
fighters.
Devin beat for the WBC title.
Okay, so he ain't. So then he beat the one you just said he beat for the interim, right?
And
then
and
when
was elevated,
yeah.
Fight, before the Santiago fight, and the Santiago fight was his first title defense.
Okay, so that was a title defense. All right, cool. So who he beat for the interim? I said, what? I was just talking about the last five fighters, but
Abdullah.
So okay, so Abdullah. All right, so Abdullah, but I was talking about the last five fights. So I thought he beat him for the interim, and then yeah, they elevated him. So I just counted the other guy as, you know, the basically for the belt, because whoever finna win finna walk away with the WBC.
No,
because he didn't technically fight for the title. He fought for the interim.
Right.
So the next fight was the next fight, though. Yeah, though. Yeah, then was elevated. So basically, the next fight, whoever wins that fight, gonna go home with a WBC, which Devin did.
Whoever wins a title fight usually does go home with the belt. Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah,
but
that's what I'm saying. He fought, bro. Okay, so you're messing me up anyway. So basically, the last five fights Tank had.
Cut it. We tried, Tommy. We tried. We gave you a hell of time. On Blog Talk, it looks like we're going to Profound Dreamer.
Yo, what's good, TBV? What's up, y'all? What's up, man? Man, I've been missing y'all, man. I've been missing y'all for real. I've been traveling for work. The Army had me out in Fort Stewart, so my service was trash out there, but it feels good to be back home. Able to listen to y'all, man. So I just want to say I appreciate y'all as always. And with the whole Arturo Beterbia versus Joe Smith, man, I'm just excited that boxing got this many 50-50 fights coming up. Like, I can't even believe it. I don't even remember the last time it was this hard to place bets on boxing matches. So I'm just excited we got another 50-50 fight coming up this weekend. We don't know who's going to win, just pure excitement coming up. And I know it's a little later in the day, but earlier I was talking about Haney versus Tank, and the way I look at that fight to me is just like the physical embodiment of like, if we could have Pretty Boy Floyd fight Money Mayweather, like, that would be Haney versus Tank. So I hope we get it someday at 135, though. I don't want it to happen at 140 or anything higher than that, because I don't think Tank can make it any higher than that. But like I said, I love what y'all doing with this community. I'm glad I ran into y'all on YouTube. And, yeah, I appreciate it. That's my call.
All right, brother. Appreciate you. Who is next?
You have a 210, or did you go to get to that one?
Oh, 210. That is our sanitation worker. What up?
What's up, Ness? What's up, Danny?
What's good?
I was trying to call earlier in the morning. Yo, that guy you had, either you need to be managing him, or he needs a different manager. That dude was delusional and kept contradicting himself. And I think that would be a perfect fight for Andre, don't you think, to welcome him to 168, 2 years on the couch? He said he can't find a fight, can he? Right?
I guess, yeah. Demetrius, yeah.
Right?
Even though we think he's going back to 60. But we mentioned Zach Parker. I'm not sure if you caught that, but we did mention Zach Parker.
He said, I don't know. He was making excuses for everything. He was saying that everybody wanted too much to fight him or whatever. I was like, what? And everything, you kept telling him, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, you're right. I was like, man, Ness should be managing this dude for real. This dude doesn't look like he knows anything. But, yeah, on that, I don't really know about Robisi and Supernova. I really don't know about them. So I guess I call 50-50. I call 50-50 on Beterbiev and Joe Smith, too. But I don't doubt both of them are probably going to get dropped. And if I had to say something, if I had to pick, I would think they'll both get dropped. And I think it'll be a corner stoppage for Beterbiev. I think he'll stop Joe Smith by a corner stoppage.
Late?
But, late? I would think about 9 to 10, yeah.
All right.
Champ. I think it'll be a corner stopping. But y'all have a good day.
You too.
Yes, sir.
Who is next? That's my man, Info Joe is.
Come on. Info Joe is a beast. Checkbox Rex.
Undefeated punchlines, better place your bet. The number one call, fought my way up the ranks. Brutal wars fighter, going hard in the paint. Boxing scene writers call me spectacular. My boxing bars are marvelous like Hagler. Worldwide, peace to all my boxing mothers. We box the voice, forget all the others.
Joe, what up?
What up? What up, Ness? What up, Danny?
What's good?
What's good, champs? Everything is all good. Damn, somebody fucking calling me. Hold on.
Uh-oh. Damn, he had to hang up. Uh-oh. All right, anybody on Discord?
A negative.
And that is the show. We ain't in the Super Chats. We got to get to. We stopped at Dr. DAZN. Or did we?
Let me go and refresh this one segundo.
Yo,
but if you are
Thursday.
Tuned in, make sure you are subscribed. We are 250 subs away from Nestor's next goal of 146,000 and 4,250 away from my next goal of 150,000. So make sure to subscribe. Make sure to smash that like button as well, as it does help with the visibility of the show and it helps get this episode out to many other boxing fans like yourself.
Like yourself. That's
so,
it? No, oh, we got A-Crown with Super Chat.
The A-Crown with the $5 saying, the best boxing channel out there. What's good, Ness and Ringbolt Danny?
We're good. You're good. Catch us on the neck. Oh, and he's back. What's up, Joe?
What's up, champ? Yo, let me get mine off real fast. Thanks, man. Shout out to the boxing gods for that. Put me down for Better Be. I'm picking like a seventh round stoppage. I also think Danny Garcia is going to beat Benavidez too, Ness.
We'll see.
A month and a half away.
We'll see.
Yeah. I think that's about it. I forgot everything I was about to say. Y'all was talking about the subject this morning, Devin Haney versus Tank. Question is, do you see Tank outboxing Devin? This is the question to y'all.
I mean, I don't purely
outboxing, no.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're only looking at Tank by winning by knockout, right?
Not that he can only win by knockout. I just expect the true pure boxer to be the better boxer on that night. Not that he can't lose.
Right.
I think Haney could still lose. I'm just saying, I think, you know, Tank going out the shows.
No, I like both of them. It's a possibility Tank could clip Haney, but at the same time, if he can't outbox Haney, Haney going to win. So it's a 50-50 fight, in my opinion. Real soon, I think we're going to hear good news about the Crawford and Spence fight, man. I've been talking to the boxing gods. We're going to hear something either this weekend or next week. If they're going to fight, if they're going to have an eight-week training camp, they're going to have to announce that fight. And I'm hoping as big as Fury and Wilder with like a five-city tour, maybe hit up the East Coast, the West Coast, Omaha,
Dallas,
and Texas. Yeah, got to hit up Dallas and take it back to Vegas, man. But that fight would do big, big numbers. I believe bigger than Fury and Wilder if they do the good. They put the promotion behind it. So I'm looking forward to that, man. I want that out of this promotion if they can do that. But that's all I got, champs. Y'all doing pound for pound work. Y'all hit them thumbs up, subscribe. Shout out to all the Carters.
Hey, Joe.
Everybody in the yo, what's up?
Yo, so we actually looked it up. So it's 132 days from today to the rumored date of October 29th, which Floyd debunked. But even the rumor date, we're still 132 days out. So, I mean, hypothetically, you got enough time for an announcement, press tour, you know, and still proper training camps for both men. So just throwing that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, I'm wishing on a star, man. I'm wishing on a star. I want that fight, man. If I can have that fight, man, this would be the best year in boxing for me, man. Not just for that fight, but all the fights that we done had at the beginning of the year, man, and we still going. So I'd be a happy camper. Peace, gentlemen.
All right. Looks like we got a new caller in the 917 New York City.
Who we got?
Part of New York you calling in from, champ? And who is this?
It's actually...
Who?
I mean, Philly Zoe. It's actually Philly Zoe, but I'm calling from Philly just on a New York number. But look,
All right.
I wanted to ask y'all, low-key, is this something I'm missing? Like, I see that Robeson Ramirez is the favorite. Is this like a robbery waiting to happen? Because I don't see how he's over Nova. I'm trying to
I don't either,
out.
Man. That's why I made a little bet on Nova to get some money.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. Do you think that goes the distance? I'm thinking it goes the distance, maybe late round stoppage, even though it's 10 rounds.
I'm definitely thinking it's distance.
Distance? Okay. All right. So I'm going to bet on the distance. I can't pick between Joe Smith and Better BF. I feel like it's not going the distance. And that's what I already bet. I just put a couple $100 on that. I need to do another parlay with Nova. But that's it, though. I'm saying salute to y'all. Keep doing your thing, man. Great show. I love it.
Appreciate it. Let me see. Who is next on Blog Talk? Is that Stockton?
Uh-oh. What we got?
In Stockton. It is Rick. What up?
What's up, TVB?
What's goody?
Nah, just calling in a good interview earlier in the day, in the morning. It was pretty cool with that, when we guys got to it with Jose and Hector and all that. It was pretty good. Keep up the good work. And, I was just, you know, a couple comments about Haney and Tank. I think Haney gets him, I think. The only guy that could really have a good fight with Haney, I would say it would be Shakur. I think at the end of the day, Shakur, from 130 to 140, I think he's the top dog. He'll be the top dog, I think. And for this weekend, I think Danny Garcia probably gets Jose Benavidez. So, and then I think Berdaviv gets, what's his name? Who is he fighting? He's fighting Smith, right? So I think that'll go down, mm-hmm. You know, for Berdaviv and... We'll see what's up, but keep up the good work again, and, TVB for life.
Appreciate it, fam. All right, Tim, thank you. Appreciate each and every one of you rocking out with us. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up button, future, present, past. As Danny already told you, we are trying to get to that next goal of 146,000. We need about how many? 200, 300, 400?
250, champ.
Watch that water, 250. We got Tommy Bell. If my last five beat your last five, how are you higher pound for pound? That's Tommy in Florida. Because I don't think it's about who you beat. It's more about your accolades, right? So the people that you beat have to have done something so that you can achieve something. That's all. It's pretty simple. But, that's everybody, man. We up out of here. And that's GTO, Instagram, and Twitter.
Ring Rogue Danny, the boxing voice on all social media. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern.